Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Power to Be You. Today is Tuesday, September 11th, 2007, and I welcome the audience on the show. Before I do get started, I must make mention to the fact that it is 6 years after the event that really rocked our world. And I'm not going to sit there and discuss what you already know and what you already feel, but I will tell you the fact that it is this date has given me an awareness of something that we can actually use, of that's going to drive the point of what Power to Be You is about. And it's also going to give you the impetus for sitting here and listening to me for this half an hour and to gain some insight into what Power to Be You offers and what it brings your way. And before I get started, I'll give you just a bit of an introduction about myself. My name is Sandra Bueno. I am the founder and creator of Power to Be You. I am also the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises, which is a coaching-based platform where I have brought about my whole life, my whole intention and purpose, and all of the education that I have undergone with the entire and sole purpose of being able to contribute. And today I find myself here being able to share with you via Blog Talk Radio, whether you are listening live or you are downloading it at a later time. I have the humble experience to know that I can actually contribute in some way. And I do not know how far this is going to go, but I do know that it is going. And I do know that there's a purpose and a reason behind the activity, the people, and all the different forces that have been placed before me, and the different individuals who are serving and who are contributing to the Power to Be You network, platform, and everything that that's driving this forth. So to give you some more information, I really have not introduced myself as to tell you what has brought me here. I will say that my background has always been about experiencing life and being true to my core. Also being willing to fight for what I believe, and being willing to fight for what I believe based on a spiritual context. And when I say spiritual deals with the soul. The soul deals with your core. It deals with what makes you be who you are. Whether you want to claim who you are, or whether you are struggling because who you are does not conform to the expectations of others, or because the person you see in the mirror is not the person you see in your heart. All of these different visions and distinctions that you and your heart makes on a continuous daily basis. All of these distinctions are signs that are there to awaken you, that are there to impress upon you a need. And that need is a voice that is telling you, realize that perhaps what you see is not who you're supposed to be. That perhaps who you see is not truly that person who lies inside of you, wanting and waiting for you to let it out. So this drives me to tell you why Power to Be You is here. Power to Be You stemmed out of my desire to make an impact, to have an impact by bringing awareness, by bringing accountability, bringing responsibility, and then bringing empowerment so that people can make a change, and so that people can stand and make a difference for themselves first and foremost, and then make a difference for others. And it doesn't have to be on a wide scale, because all it takes is one person to stand and be who our Creator has destined us to be, to already be one of those that makes a difference and who makes a difference. So whether you as a listener, whether you are in a moment of trouble, or whether you are having hardship, or whether you're experiencing some form of loss or difficulty, whether it's financial or health or spiritual, I can help you. I can help you because I have been given the opportunity to experience much of what many of you will have experienced or have experienced. But I've also been gifted because there was always a layer of protection over me. There was always an underlying net of safety that was keeping me from falling all the way down. Now, I have a vision, I have a picture that I always say, God really protected me from being burned. I kind of felt the scorch, and I kind of smelt the, that burning fleshy feeling, but I was saved. And the reason why I was spared, more or less, was to be able to see, okay, here's the problem, and here's the solution. One of the things that has brought me here is my ability to, for meaning, and this is something that I will offer you. This comes from my mentor, Anthony Robbins. This is through one of his programs, which is entitled Date with Destiny. And for those of you who are not familiar with Anthony Robbins, he is the father of life coaching. He began life coaching almost 30 years ago. And he's a phenomenal human being because his whole purpose is to help us discover our innate power and strength. And it's very, very easy to say, and of course it's very difficult to do, because it's about us being able to be truthful with ourselves, about understanding why we do what we do, why we think as we think, and what determines our lives. You know, once we come across to these distinctions, it's easier to make choices. But if we're not aware of where we are, then we can't move forward. So before I go forward, I want to let you know this is something that I am taking from one of his programs. And he says, ultimately, the way to win the game of life is found in only one thing, our ability to choose meaning in any life circumstance. If you become the master of meaning, then you can perhaps master your life. And whatever problem you're having right now, I guarantee you, if you are willing to be flexible, if you are willing to be flexible and look at your situation and give it a different meaning, all of that pressure, all of that strain, all of that anger, all of those issues that are bombarding you right now, they will dissipate. You will have a load taken off you. You will feel it instantaneously. Your face will shift. Your expression will change. I guarantee you, but you have to be willing to do it. And that's the struggle. That is the struggle, because we're always on a continuous struggle between mind and body. Or more to say, between our intellect and our core, our heart. Our heart says one thing, our mind says another. And in understanding why and how we think, we become empowered to understanding why we are how we are. And again, that does not mean that once you understand, you can't change that. Because it's not about changing who you are, but it's changing about how you go about representing who you are. talking about meaning, the meaning that we give to situations. The other day I had the unique experience to be with, in a group, I actually help with a children's ministry. And when I posed the question to a group, to the group of people that I work with, to include a lot of young leaders, high school students, one particular youth worker, he questioned when I mentioned that I come from a background of self-development. And he questioned because he said, well, I don't believe, you know, self-development that pretty much brings about, from what I understood, that level of, well, it's all up to me and I'm the one that's going to change. And later on when I had the opportunity to add to and then perhaps clarify what I had meant to say, I basically said, self-empowerment comes from resources and education and learning so that we can be better and so that we can actually get ourselves to a place where we can be who we are, who we were meant to be. And we can't say this. I can't sit here and say this and honestly not come across and tell you that God created us for a purpose. We know that, and you've heard it. And there are millions of books out there that says the same thing. But it's not until you feel it in your heart and in your core that truly that is why you will always struggle. I have lived the struggle. I live the struggle now. That struggle shifts and changes. And sometimes it's a struggle because you're struggling to understand. What is it? Why is it that I'm here? What is it I'm supposed to do? Or then you might have a struggle because of choice. Oh, should I have this? Should I not? Is this within? Is this legal? Is this not illegal? Is this good for me? Am I hurting someone? Am I hurting myself? What about my family? Well, they don't want me to do this. Well, what should I do? And there's always that. There's always so much shifting and going from one side to the next, causing turmoil and causing angst. And I will tell you, what I see is a line, a straight line. I see a straight line. That straight line, and you right now listening to me, if you can imagine a straight line before you, imagine it. If you can draw it, draw it. Wherever you are, see a straight line before you. And understand that in that straight line, there is your core. The core that begins with who you are. Who you are. Asking yourself, who am I? It's a lot easier than you think to really determine that. You don't have to know philosophy. You don't have to go through years of therapy. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars like I have. You don't. You can definitely start asking that question, but be willing to listen to the answer. Be willing. It is that, again, that flexibility. If there's one word that I'm going to say, I mean, a few words that I'm going to leave you with, but begin writing them down and keep a journal. This is your empowerment session. This is a half an hour of you being able to be coached. I am bringing this to you. Because this is my mission and my purpose and my desire and my love, and I will do it for free. I am doing it for free right now because this is where I, as a human being, make a difference. If I can come and empower you through whatever situation you're in so that you can rise and feel that strength within you to say, okay, even if it's hard, I'm going to go through it. Even if I fail and I fall, I will rise and I will stand. That touches my heart. It touches my soul. I think we all have that. We all desire that. But through our journey, through what happens to us, through society, through what's out there in the media, through the people that we come across, to include our families. We pick up a lot of stuff that might necessarily not be right for us. No, it's almost like, imagine, again, that line. Imagine that line that you're walking on when you start off as a baby, you know, and you're just there, and then you start to kind of crawl, and people are already telling you, don't do this, don't do that, don't go here, don't go there, or people are also protecting you from getting hurt, so they're putting barriers around you. Depending on where you're born and depending into the household that you're in, you might be protected or you might not, you may not. You know, you might have a family that it's so aware and so thankful that you're there as a baby that everything will be padded and every door will have that squiggly or squishy foam so that if you close the door, your fingers will not get frozen or squeezed. You get the point. Now, depending on where you are, if you did get your fingers caught, maybe nobody came to your rescue. Maybe you bled. Maybe your fingers got caught and got... Now they're deformed because of that. Those experiences already started shaping your life. And as you continued, you started picking up different things. So your load started getting heavier and heavier. It's almost like you're carrying this backpack on your back there. And as your years progress, here you are, carrying more of the same. Those who had a blessed childhood will continue creating more of the same. And those that did not have such a blessed childhood, that had a more difficult childhood, maybe continued getting more of the same. And as a result, the meaning they gave to life changed. The meaning they gave to opportunities. The meaning they gave to people. To education. To situations. Experiences. Going back to September 11th, what is the meaning that you gave to September 11th? I really want you to think about that and ask yourself, what is the meaning that for the past 6 years have been on my mind? How do you see people? How do you see our people? How do you see pilots? How do you see flight attendants? How do you see cops? How do you see New York airplanes? When you see an airplane above, what does it remind you of? What is that meaning? Did you focus on the externalities, on the casualties, on the fact that there was so much pain and so many families were missing? Or did you focus on the fact that because of that, people rose? And people stood for something. And there was a renewed sense of patriotism. And our country came on the spotlight once again to be recognized. I know for myself, when that happened, I know that that led me to joining the military. Not simply because I wanted to serve my country, but also because I wanted to serve me. I wanted to serve myself. I wanted to be sure that my child was going to be protected in the event of a potential future crisis. As a single parent, at that time my child was, I believe, about 16 months old. Maybe even less, because the morning I saw this, I was getting ready to bottle feed him. The point is that I used this to commit to something that was greater than me. I was willing to commit to discipline, and I was willing to commit to sacrifice. In going to the military, I left my child for more than 60 days. I went from making $4,500 to making almost, I believe, $1,400. At 35 years old, I went to serve in an environment where those that ruled over me were 18 and 19 because they were just starting out, but they actually were above me in rank. And everyone questioned why I had waited so long to come to the military. And by the way, it was the Air Force Reserve. And I will tell you that it was the greatest, it has to be one of the greatest decisions that I ever made. And there's so much to be said about that experience. But I will tell you what's even greater, that my experience in the military is what gave me the background that I needed in order to be able to today stand where I stand and to believe that I have a purpose, that I have a mission, that I have the skill, that I have the education, that I have the power to believe and to know that I have the power to be me, and that I have within me the power to feel that I can impact you and help you find within you the power to be you. And this comes from a conviction. It comes from my soul. It comes from that line that I told you to think about. Because that line has been within me all my life. And it's a line that I have walked with my feet. I have walked with my years. I have walked with my experience. But keep in mind, right now I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you walking that same line. And the meaning that you have given to all of the events in that line. There's so much to be said about that experience. There is so much to be said about where you are today. About what you thought, about what you've chosen. Go back to that meaning that you've given your experiences. Tell you, sometimes it's not easy. Because sometimes you might not want to let go of that feeling that you're getting from holding on to that story that might not be serving you. But it feels good to connect with that side of you. As an example, I will just say, take a relationship. Here, I'll probably use one of my examples. But I take a relationship, and I've always behaved in the same way. And I've always given in the same way. But who I was or what I was about was never really valued. Luckily for me, I've always chosen the better side of the story. So even though I was always hurt, I would always say, it's okay. I learned a lesson. I always extracted a better lesson. And for every one of my relationships, I always said, this is what I learned from it. This is how I became the artist. This is how I became the mother, or my sole purpose of being a provider. This is how I was able to ascertain it. Even though I lived the pain, I didn't get stuck in the pain because it always strengthened me. It always made me better. It always allowed me to say, okay, what do I need to change? And finally, it wasn't until a short while ago that I finally realized I had had enough of that. And I finally made a choice and a difference by making a difference for myself, by choosing differently. By saying, nope, I'm not gonna go to this area any longer. But had I done the opposite, and every time I would have gotten hurt, I would have said, no, you know what, I can't take it anymore, I'm not gonna live anymore, I'm not gonna have a relationship, I'm not gonna believe there's someone out there that's gonna love me. And I keep on going, you know what, I'm a victim. You know what, no one loves me, you know what, everyone abuses me. Or, you know, these men. Sorry, men. I'm not knocking you, but obviously in a relationship, being that I'm a woman, obviously I have to say men. So I never did that. I always kept that open heart. I always kept that open spirit. I always kept that open thought, even though it hurt, but I always said no. If it's not this person, it's because it really was not meant to be. Again, I went back to that line. What do I believe in? Who am I? And how am I living my life based on that identity of who I am? What is my purpose? Another way to understand your purpose, ask yourself, what is my why? A friend of mine who's a very special human being, his name is Frank. Actually, Fantastic Frank. Fantastic Frank, he's an incredible person. He was hurt in an accident a long time ago, and as a result, he's handicapped, or he's disabled in speech, in his nervous system. But he is intact in spirit. He has a purpose and a vision. And it's incredible to see him because he came up with that. What is your why? Know your why. If you know your why are you doing things? Why do you want this? It's not for the car. It's not for the house. It's not for the glory. Because success without fulfillment is not success. Talk to all those people that are rich beyond measure. They might be rich beyond measure in economics, but in their soul, they are so much further away. So again, I'm going to leave you with that line. Think about that line. Think about who you are. Think about what has shaped you as you were crawling, as you were growing. Think about at what point you decided to believe about certain things in a certain way. And then think about the meaning that you've given them. Look at your three big decisions in your life. And what if you had given it a different meaning? What would be different now? And now go forward in time and think, what do I need to do and how do I need to see this in order for me to see the other side? If you only focus on the thorns, do you not miss the rose? And yet, take the thorns off a rose. It doesn't look as beautiful. I'm going to leave you with one more thought. This is from one of my favorite writers, Paul Coelho. He's Brazilian. And he's written magical books. They are all about spirit and being aligned to your higher purpose and your destiny. You might want to look at The Alchemist. It's one of his earlier books. And I do believe in this. I support this and I back this up 100% because it is happening to me right now. And he writes, when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. I have about 1 minute left. I just want to say Thursday I'm going to have a show where I will be interviewing a specialist, a professional, a coach. This week we are going to be having a woman, or actually a team, who represent the Child Shield Company. This is about protecting our kids, so be there. This is Sandra Bueno from Power to Be You, P-O-W-E-R, number 2, B-E, and U. You can write to me at powertobeyou.com or powertobeyou.com at gmail. Until Thursday.